Becky.
Hi, Jimmy.
Hey.
Lee Reinecke.
Who is it, man?
And I was looking for Michelle.
Yeah, well, she'll be right. She's out there with the customer right now.
Oh, okay. We spoke a few weeks ago. I'm with RDI Diamonds.
Oh, okay. Yeah. How you doing, bud?
Freezing my hooey off. I mean,
that's
I'm up
with this here too.
Maria, Mari.
Yeah, it's supposed to snow here again tomorrow, getting 4 or 5 more inches.
My Lord. Somebody
We got a solid sheet of ice now where it ain't melted and froze back, and it's going to snow on top of it, so we'll have a good time, I guess, getting here tomorrow.
Oh, good Lord, man. Yeah. Take off at 4, and then you'll get there by breakfast. Oh, my God.
Yeah. How's the diamond business? Are you doing anything?
Yeah, things are, you know, people are starting to wise up about the lab diamonds. I mean, it's all well and good, you know, to go out there and spend, you know, a couple, you know, $5-6 for 2 or 3 carats.
Yeah.
But it's a skittle, Jimmy. I mean, you know that. It's
going to fall. It's going to fall. It's already falling. I think they're already. Oh, we could buy probably a 10 carat for $2,000, $2,500 in that stuff right now.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
I mean, used to, it was 20,000. It ain't going to do nothing. Go cheaper. When you got more supply than you got demand, the price will fall.
There you go.
And everything. That's the reason diamonds, they're limited on supplies. That's the reason they stay high.
Well, Mother Earth can only pump out so many.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, I've got 8,000 of them 20 feet from me.
We've had them come in here with them. And they put prongs in a ring, and they drilled holes. I put stones up the prongs now, and this woman had this here thing, and I told her, I said, I'll fix it. I said, but that was a dumb move right there. They put big glass, big artificial diamonds up, each had 4 prongs. She bit the whole head off of it.
Oh, my God.
I said, well.
Moissanite does that stuff.
Yeah, but now you don't weaken your prongs for your stone on nothing.
No.
I ain't got much for this stuff. You know, I mean, if we could make money off of it, it'd probably, but we've got so many diamonds here, we don't need that.
Well, yeah, you got like 5-6 carats.
Well, we've got some big stones. We got a 3 round period, and we got a 5.5, and we got a 4 carat oval, I know of, and besides all the 1 carats we've got, and stuff, and you can't sell them. I mean, people just, the gold's through the roof, too. It's
well, that's
surface
another,
all around.
Yeah.
You know, when we first, this store first started here, the coal was a booming in this country. We done well. They'd line up down the street, get in here. And no more. I mean, the coal mines, all the truck mines, the small mines is out, and they did nothing but the big mines here, and all the money goes off from here, you know. It don't stay here in this country anymore. All we get's the workers, you know.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. I mean, I remember, we're about the same age. I mean, I remember that Carbondale, Pennsylvania was the same way.
Yeah, I mean, it's just not there no more. I mean, I don't know, you might do better in the city, in the bigger cities and stuff, but
no,
I'm short-circuiting everybody. I mean,
no, if there's a college around, Jimmy. Mm-hmm. There's a college around. It's all going to be the Skittles. It's all going to be the lab-grown stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got one of them, too. But, you know, people just don't, you know, they buy rubber band wear now.
Cheap.
That's the way to do it. We sell them here. We got some here. But anyway, she's here. It's good to talk to you again.
All right, Jimmy. Good to catch up with you.
All right. Right here she is.
Oh, hey, guys. How are you?
Excellent, Michelle. I love talking with Jimmy. That guy knows exactly what's going down.
Yeah, it's my husband.
Yeah.
You got the big boss when you got him.
Yeah, well, that's not what he says.
Oh, no. He's the boss. Don't let him fool you.
Oh, he's the big boss.
I do a lot of the buying, but you know, when it comes down to the final say, it's him.
Yeah, I mean, you've got some large naturals and, you know, some of that carbon sitting in the
box. Are you doing lab?
Yeah.
You are doing lab?
We don't have a choice. You got to be in the lab business.
I tell you. You know, I haven't stocked any in, but I have a client who's wanting a large stone.
All right, what do you need?
Well, she's just fishing right now, okay? Yeah. She wants some. She wears a 6 natural, okay? And she wants a 10 in lab.
Wait a minute. She wants a 10 carat lab?
Mm-hmm.
And she's got a 6 carat natural.
She's handing the 6 or selling it off. She wants a 10 carat lab to wear without having to worry about it, she said. She worries constantly about her diamond.
Well, she hasn't got insurance?
No insurance on it, I don't think.
Shell? What?
Mm-hmm. Homeowners, I guess, maybe wouldn't cover it, do you think? Unless she does an amendment on her homeowners. They ain't going to give you no insurance on that.
I got it on mine.
Separate. Under your homeowners?
Yeah.
Well, you had to pay separate, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nothing. I mean, it's like $12, something really silly.
Really? He got his insured under homeowners for $12. What size was yours?
7.
It's a 7-carat round brilliant, or?
It's a yes.
And you got it insured
actually, no,
for
it's a print.
How did you do that?
What do you mean, how did I do that? No, I asked.
Yeah, my best friend owns the insurance company here.
Edna.
She won't do that. Huh?
I think, no, it's MCC. What the heck is it? It's some initials, MC something.
Well, let me tell you what. You can, if you have homeowners, you get $1,500. If the ring exceeds $1,500, you take out an amendment to put on your policy.
Yeah.
And it can run you close to $80, $90,
$100
a month to cover.
No, that's not mine did. It's for replacement, lost, stolen, whatever.
Hmm.
Yeah. Want me to check on it? I'll check it out for you.
All right, let me know what the company is. What does it cost for a lab today? Is it $100 a carat? What does it go?
It depends on what you're looking at, so that's why I'm going to put this together. You want 10
carats. Now, there's
carat.
Chinese and there's India, right?
Yeah, correct. Correct. There's
I'd want India, I think.
There's two different technologies. There's the HTHP,
yeah.
Then there's the CB.
The H is higher, isn't it, and the C is lower.
Do you know why?
Cheaper to make the CBC.
Yeah.
Or CVD.
Yes. Yes, it is. But also, here's another thing, is that the Indians in their, in their laxitude, decided, sometimes they'll skip a step. So you come, depending on whether they're Mumbai or Hyderabad or Chennai, wherever they're coming out of there, they'll skip a step. And if that thing has high UV, you'll start to see the color change.
What, on a CVD?
Yeah.
You mean it'll come back to brown?
They'll start a yellowish on. They say even with, they can repair it with some more high pressure, some more. Anyways, I don't want to get into it.
Well, they say that's annealed and it won't come back.
I'm getting a headache.
Tell me.
These guys are giving me a headache. These labs.
So you're saying don't buy a CVD, buy an H. Right?
I'm gonna take care of you. Don't worry.
HT.
It's gonna come out either way. It depends on where you get them, okay? So what we
can
do is
can you give me an idea of what it cost?
Hold on.
Before you go through a lot of trouble, and let me just throw it at her and see.
Diamonds. Here we go.
He says that CVD stuff, Jim's brown, and they do a high pressure treatment on it, but the annealing comes off in time and it yellows again.
All right, what do we got here? Are we going for a round?
Yeah, round. She wants a simple round.
Round, low. We'll go 9.8 to 10.2.
She wants base 10. It could be 10.06, 10.5. It don't matter.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Let's do that. We'll do that.
Just give me some info, and I'll call her and tell her I can locate one. I didn't think you had them. I thought you were doing all natural.
You don't have an option. I mean,
that's what I'm telling my husband. It's getting to the point, you know, I cannot believe De Beers did what they did.
No, they're broke.
What happened? They said that took 50% of their market, those old labs did.
Uh-huh, sure did. And then they sold part of themselves.
But now you think about it. This is the first, we've been in business 71 years. This is the first created piece of stuff we've ever seen that really looks good. You know?
All right, let me see what I can go with here.
So they go in IgA certs or IgIs probably.
IgA, it's the only thing they can.
IgA doesn't do it? I thought they did.
They might, but we only deal with some of them because if human beings really get involved and no technology is involved, it tends to get prone to cheating, if you will.
Yeah, it goes up and down. Everybody keeps saying the market's going to fall out in stone. I had a guy came in here, some jeweler sold him a 2-carat center on a, it looked like just a small diamond size and a halo. $16,000. He had the receipt.
For what size?
Had the receipt. In a lab. Sold it to him for $16,000. It's a 2.54 center, and then it had stones going all the way around the sides. Big, bodacious-looking thing. But charged him $16,000. Tax and all, 16-something. He wanted to know if I was interested in buying, and I said, no thanks. I said, I'm interested in selling you one, not buying one.
What I've got in stock right now, yeah, really. I hear you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The highest I've got here in Rochester, and I'll check on New York office, and I'll have to get back to you. I've got a 7-carat.
I got a 7-round. Okay.
All right. It's an IgI DS2, color F.
F? DS2?
F is in Frank, right?
7.06,
VS2, and IgI, just like I mentioned. You can have it for $16,400.
$16,400.
7 carats.
What do you got, a lab or a diamond you're talking about?
This is a real one. I am trying to find
I don't want a real one. She's got it. She wants rid of, she's going to sell her diamond, and she's going to replace
it
with a lab.
All right, here, tell her this. Tell her it's going to be about $300 a carat.
That's
your price.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
My price is about $250, $300, right?
$254, $300
a carat.
Something like that, yeah.
So a 10-carat stone would cost me $3,000, really? That's awful high, I think.
Well, there's only one way. I have to go poking around New York, though. But I mean, that what I have here. I mean, you could tell her the difference, you know, between the real and I mean,
it don't matter. She's made up her mind. Woman's up in years. She wants her diamond gone. She's selling it. She's downsizing everything.
God bless her. All right.
And she wants just something to wear. And she said, I might as well flaunt it. And the tin's what she wants.
So I say, God bless her. Yeah,
yeah.
$250 to $300, depending on the size. I'm going to get back to you because I have to check in New York.
So you're talking, $2,500 might cost, probably.
Yes. Yeah.
God, that goes on all day long. Texting. I've got 2 or 3 diamond companies. I guess they got my phone. And, I mean, they text all day long. You know, I just like to turn the phone off sometimes. I can basically say, now tell me, what do I mark that up? How do I mark that up?
Double it.
So you do say.
Just like you usually do. Now, let me tell you this also, that we're not going to be the cheapest, but we will be the best as far as the quality looks at. There will be no skipped processes because we put our lab diamond purchases through the same itinerary as we put our naturals.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll still scintillate this. We'll still pressure this to make sure that it falls within the IgA, the VS1 clarity and the right color that it's advertised at the cert. Those certs could be bought. So if you just want to...
Yeah, I know, but here's the thing. I don't care about the certs and all that kind of stuff, and I'm sure she don't either.
Okay.
It's a lab. But here's the thing. I don't want the color turning brown.
That's why it's going to be an HTHP. Don't worry about it. I got you covered.
And it's going to be more expensive.
Well, not necessarily. It depends, again, where you get it from, mate.
What time do you think you could get back to me with that?
Michelle, what time is it? It's 3:40.
3:39. I've got this lady scheduled in at 4.
In 20 minutes?
Yeah.
All right, let me go. I'll get right back to you, okay?
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.